squeeze with ease. When you bench press, squeeze the bar inward. More muscles will be worked in the chest area. Start small. If you're a major couch potato who doesn't exercise at all, start by incorporating 2 20-minute sessions into your weekly schedule. Doing more than that in the beginning may discourage you from continuing. Stay hydrated. Getting dehydrated is a classic newbie error. On average, people need 8 glasses of water a day. This number is higher when you exercise. Monitor your body and always take a bottle of water to the gym. Stay in bed. If you're sick, exercise may exacerbate it unless your symptoms are isolated above the neck. Taking a day off can help you heal faster. Stick to your schedule. Make a schedule and stick to it. If you think you don't have time to exercise, make time. You'll feel better about yourself at the end of the day. Stick to your weights. Choose a weight to use throughout your session and stick to it. Choose a weight you can only handle 6 to 8 times and practice your moves in a circuit. Stock up on sweets. Spoil your sweet tooth after working out by having 20 to 30 grams with protein. The sugar will facilitate the protein arriving at your newly exercised muscle. Don't overdo it. Strength in isolation. When you work out, do one arm at a time. It's better to do a high-quality lift with one arm than a mediocre lift with both. Keep track of your presses and do the same amount with your other arm so your muscles stay balanced. Strengthen your sets. It's important to increase the amount you're lifting to avoid plateaus. Increase your reps, do more sets, and work on increasing the amount you lift little by little. Stretch that stretch. The older you get, the longer you'll have to stretch. This is because age renders muscle less pliable. To combat this, hold stretches for 60 seconds. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Never underestimate the importance of stretching in between sets. 20 to 30 seconds of stretching can do a world of good. Support your back. Clench your glute muscles while lifting weights above your head. This will stabilize your spine and lower risk of back injury. Tape it up. If you have a bad habit of jamming your fingers, tape the problem finger to an adjacent one while playing. Your finger will be less likely to bend at an awkward angle when it has reinforcement. Track your progress. Measure how well you're doing on a weekly basis. Keep a daily count of how many exercises you've done throughout the day, and take note of how much you did the day before, and keep that in mind for motivation. Train to focus. Practice focusing on a faraway object and then shifting to a closer object. Learning how to focus your eyes will help you hit balls that come your way. The skill is especially useful in tennis. Train your noggin. A healthy headspace is crucial in creating the best, most optimal workout. To train your central nervous system and prep your brain for a workout, try standing on one leg while squatting and touching the ground with the opposite hand. Try doing 2 sets of 10 to 12 reps per leg. Trick your brain. If you focus on your dominant hand while doing bench presses, your mind will be tricked and you'll be able to do more of them. Trim your stomach. Suck in your belly as much as you can for 10 seconds while sustaining normal breathing. Do 5 reps daily, and you'll eventually see results. Try something new. If you're addicted to the gym but feeling unmotivated, try a new activity like roller skating or salsa. Spice it up. Unplug. Try going cold turkey from electronic devices when you've committed to exercise. Having your phone go off in the middle of a routine can throw a wrench in your workout and distract you from returning. Use the upper hand. When making steals in basketball, swipe upwards, not down. An upward motion has the element of surprise and only requires a gentle flick of the wrist. Use what you can. If you have an injury in one of your arms, make sure you keep exercising the other arm. Studies have shown that continuing to exercise the other arm, you will build strength in non-exercising arm through stimulation of muscle fiber. Walk and munch. Don't be sedentary while eating. Try walking while you bite. Warm up right. Instead of depending on the treadmill for your pre-lifting warm-up, warm up with something that targets the muscles you'll be using in your actual workout. You gotta start somewhere. If you're not keen on exercising, force yourself to start with something. The first step is often the hardest. Zoom in on the summit. When you run uphill, make sure you focus on the top of the hill. Keep your head up to aid in breathing.